we have a discussion here in the tour as far as Yalav Yovu and benching is concerned. So the tour writes, Hayomer Adoni Ovi Roshal Shetzarach Lahazkir Shal Yom HaKippurim Bevirkas Almozon Shaomer Yalav Yovu Bebona Yushalayim. That makes sense. The Beis Yosef adds the following comment. He says, "V'chei matzasi v'tshuvas haram." Probably my Rami Rutenberg. V'zel l'shanu cholah sheyesh bo sakana. The okel b'yom haKippurim omer me'ein ha'ma'ora b'berkas ha'mosel. V'dor poshuhu. The beheter ochil. The other am a mitzvah ka'ovid. V'havi l'didei yom haKippurim k'mol didan b'shar yomim tovim. So according to the equation here that he presents, just like on Yontif you recite Yalav Yovu because you have a chiyuv to eat, so too, in the case of a Chol Sheish Bo Sukkot, he recites Yalav Yovu on Yom Kippur because he has a chiyuv to eat. Of course, there are two different chiyuvim here. He's equating them. What's the case? What's the mechayev in Yontif? It's Oneg, right? Simcha Oneg. But what's the mechayev here in our case? It's not Yontif. It's Sakona, correct? Because Nefesh. But in any event, this is the equation that he sets up over here, and then he goes on and he says the following. The afal pisha mi divrei arashba b'tshuva nira de medami leili ochel tevel. So the Rashba is not willing to accept this distinction between someone who eats on a day of yontif, where he's obligated to eat, and someone who eats on a day when he's not allowed to eat, and he has to eat because of pikuach nefesh. He says, after all, the bottom line is he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. There's a heter, but the achila per se is achila asura. If you isolate the achila, it's an achila asura. And therefore he equates it with the case of ochel tevel. What's the deal with ochel tevel? The das Rambam ein mevarchim olav. And the Rambam holds that you don't make a brach on tevel. The Rambam has it as an open, unqualified, absolute statement. It doesn't seem to matter whether you're allowed to eat the tevel for chola purposes or not. There's no brach on tevel. So the Rashba says, "Kvar nechlak hu zal olav," that we don't accept the opinion of the Rambam as far as achilas tevel. Again, it's not clear if he means even b'achila asura like the Ravid, or at least the case of chola that he doesn't spell out for us. But the impression you get is that he doesn't paskin like the Rambam. And therefore the Rashba can accept that you make a bracha on Achilus Tevel, and therefore you make a bracha on Yom Kippur. V'hiskim l'das ha'omrim da'ochel tevel nami mevarchim olav. So you get the impression here from this Beis Yosef that whether or not you make a bracha in the case of Chol Sheish Bo Sakon Yom Kippur depends upon the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rashba on the other hand. I mean, what I'm trying to point out to you is that, as you noticed yourself, the Beis Yosef doesn't make any comments here on this Rashba. He seems to accept the Rashba's equation between Chol Sheish Bo Sakana on Yom Kippur and the Ochel Tevel case. And therefore, it all hinges on whether we accept the Rambam Shita or we reject the Rambam. So the Rashba, if he rejects the Rambam, he would therefore allow the Chol Sheish Bo Sakana to recite a bracha. The Pella is that if the Beis Yosef didn't make any comment, if he's accepting the Rashba's basic equation between Tevel and Yom HaKippurim, then we're in trouble, because the Mechaber himself, paskins like the Rambam, that this is in Kuf Tzadi Vov, that you don't make a brach on Achilus Tevel, again unqualified. He doesn't say that it depends whether you're a Chola or not a Chola. It seems like because it's Tevel, you can't make a brach on it. And that's how he adopts the Shita of Rambam. And yet, the Mechaber himself, in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see in just a minute, accepts that a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana makes a bracha. So that's just a comment. Again, there's no, as we'll soon see, there's no logical contradiction here in the Shulchan Aruch. Because logically, you can certainly differentiate, and I think we're gonna see this in Rabbi Kiveger, you can differentiate between the case of Ochel Tevel and the case of Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. And therefore we can reconcile the two Piskei Dinim of the Shulchan Aruch. That which he says in Birchas HaMazon, that you don't make brachas on Tevel, that's one din. Chol Sheochel B'Yom HaKippurim is, the Mechaber says, Tzorech L'Hazkir Shal Yom HaKippurim B'Birchas HaMazon, this is at the end of Tofresh Yudches.
And the Omer Yal V'Yovu Bonu Yerushalayim. Of course, he stipulates that Nisyash Medaito. You know, he has to be able to function properly. You know, with a mindset. But so the only problem I have here is because Beis Yosef accepts the Rashba's equation. That's what bothers me. But leave that out as it may. What would be the logical distinction between the case of Tevel and the case of Chol Sheish Bo Sakana based on Reb Kivega? Correct. It's a classical case of Chefza Disura. If you're talking about a Chefza Disura, so the bracha, according to the Rambam, should not be chal on a Chefza Disura. But when you're eating on Yom Kippur, it's not a Chefza Disura. And we discussed this with regard to another issue. We spoke about Chatzis Shir on Yom Kippur, that maybe Chatzis Shir on Yom Kippur could be radically different than Chatzis Shir in Shari Surah. That even though in Shari Surah you might say that Chatzis Shir sets up a din of Mushpah V'Yomim Bar Sinai, because what the Rabbanan did, if Chatzis Shir is the Rabbanan, or if Chatzis Shir is Dorais, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is they extended the Chefza Disurah to include even a Chatzis Shir, and that's what the Gemara seems to call Chazilut Tarufa, that every single part and parcel of the veil is a Chefza Disurah, as opposed to Yom HaKippurim, where one could have argued that maybe Chatzis Shir is not Mushpah V'Yomim Bar Sinai, because he can't extend it. It's only some sort of general din of Chatzis Shir. But here, getting back to our sugya, in the case of bracha, to say Birchas Hamazon or to add Yal V'Yavo, you're not relating that bracha to any particular Chefza Disura. And what are you left with? The mitzvah of Inisam and the Yisrach Hilash Siyah. In the case of Chol Sheish Bo Sakana, that doesn't apply.
Would you be able to say in both cases of Chefza Disura that in theory Yom Kippur would turn food into Chefza Disura, but then the Chola would take out the Chaloshim of Isur?
Correct.
Oh, I don't know. So maybe you don't have to
Chefza Disura on Yom Kippur.
Even for the Chola?
No, it would be for the Chola, but because he's a Chola, he's Hutra for. Like,
once you have a Hutra, so that converts the Chefza into Chefza Disura. I don't know. I wouldn't say such a thing.
What would be the difference?
Why would he say that?
Because then you'd say Birkas Hamazon on Tevo on Yom Kippur.
Okay. But let me ask you a question. Where does Rabbi Kivega give us this license to say that Yom Kippur is not a Chefza Disura? In what context? You saw the Rabbi Kivega?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
What would you ask?
In what context does Rabbi Kivega present this thesis that Yom Kippur is not a Chefza Disura?
In a Shechal or by Neder.
Neder, exactly. Yeah. Excellent. So he takes a Neder on Ochel. So you would say normally, Eini Shechal Lisa, for example, take a Neder not to eat Tevel, not to eat Nevel Strefus, is Eini Shechal Lisa. Says Rabbi Kivega, in the case of a Neder on Yom Kippur, on Ochel, it's exactly like a Shvuah, where a Shvuah on a Chefza Disura is Chal, and you don't apply the principle of Eini Shechal Lisa, because a Shvuah is not in the Chefza, it's in the Gav. Since Rabbi Kivega, the same thing should apply in the neder on Yom Kippur.
He said it's like a neder that's chal on a shvur.
Yeah.
Not like a
or yeah. A neder that's chal on a shvur, or a shvur that's chal on the veilus and treifas. All these cases where you can differentiate between the isur gavra and the isur chefta. The chefta itself remains a tera, and the gavra takes upon himself an isur. So that's what Inu Yom HaKippur is like, and therefore, when you take a neder, what you're adding to the isur gavra of Inu is an isur chefta. And that you can do. It's not a problem of any isur chefta.
My understanding.
Correct. So if we summarize what we're saying here, there's no logical contradiction between accepting the Rambam Shita that there could be no brachas any time whatsoever on a Chefza Disura and Nevelus and Treifus, even if you're a Chola, and accepting the fact that a Chola Sheish Bo Sakana and Yom Kippur does make brachas, because you could say that the Rambam is interested in avoiding a brach on a Chefza Disura, that has no application to Yom HaKippur. That's pretty clear. Everything was fine and dandy, but then I saw something in the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Shiboli Aleket, which I thought I don't know where we can put here. I thought that the Shiboli Aleket adds another perhaps another dimension to this whole discussion. He says. Ubotzea al shtei kikros. First, he quotes the Knesset HaGdola. That's about 3 centuries ago, more even. And he says the following: Veli nira she'ein tzarech. That's interesting, Lashon. Delo tiknu kain biyom haKippurim. There's no shtei alechem. There's no lechem bishna on Yom HaKippurim. Umikolshkein lecholah masukah she'ein daito miyushevas olav. Add another dimension here: the fact that maybe he's not able to concentrate.
the gam ain tzorch lekadesh, and he shouldn't have to recite kiddush. So it sounds like the Knesset HaGdola is machmir, and the Magen Avraham is being makir. I wouldn't have exactly put it that way, but at the end of the day, what you're going to have is a kind of suffix as to whether or not you can recite these brachas, and maybe we're going to apply the principle of suffix brachas lahakel, as we'll soon see, because of suffix brachal vatol. Uveshibol eleka kasa b'shem ha-rebbeinu Avram Katz, kevan shayom gorim lo isur. As far as the day is concerned, is isur. Rak shepikuach nefesh gorim lo heter. So at this point, which way is he taking us? I don't think he's using the categories that we were using before about Rav Kiveger, that in the case of Yom HaKippurim, it's different than all other Isurim. He's getting back to the Yom itself. He wants to define the Yom. And he adds the following phrase, V'havi l'didei kechol. As far as the chol is concerned, this day of Yom Kippur is like chol. Therefore, he says, "Ein bolo kiddush." I think there's maybe a printing mistake. Alakos v'lo askara v'birkas hamazon v'afilu rotzal haskir eino maskir. D'lo ashkechan askara. We don't find an askara in birkas hamazon el b'makom sheish mitzvah ad kan l'shon. So let's just go back a minute and talk about this concept of havilei l'didei kechol. What concept is he touching on when you talk about whether the day is chol or what? What's the flip side of chol? So we're talking about the Kedusha Sayom, and he's getting down to brass tacks. How do we define the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur? We know that the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos, for example, is very much anchored in the Eastern Melacha, and that for sure applies to Yom Kippur. The only difference in Yom Kippur and Shabbos is Zez Dono Kares. But otherwise, it's pretty much the same story. The Eastern Melacha that applies in Shabbos applies on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur generates the same Isur as Shabbos would. Even though, by the way, there's an etziv ala Torah in Parshas Sema, which seems to say differently than that, even as far as the Eastern Malachi is concerned, he seems to hold that basically the Kedush Sayom of Yom Kippur is that of Yontif, and there should have been a heter Melechus Ochol Nefesh, but since there is no Ochol Nefesh on Yontif, On Yom Kippur, excuse me, so therefore there's no heter for Bishul and other Malachas. But leaving the Netziv aside, that Netziv has to be really studied carefully. But generally speaking, we can equate the Kedush Sayom of Yom Kippur and the Kedush Sayom of Shabbos as far as the Eastern Malachas is concerned. However, Yom Kippur has another set of Isurim. And those are the Isurim Inui, Achil and Shesia, maybe even all Inuyim and Doraisa. And the question is, what's the relationship between those Isurei Inui and the Kedusha Sayom Linyan Isur Malach? Is it the same identical Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur that generates both an Isur Malach and an Isur Inui? Or do we say no? The essential Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur, like that of Shabbos, is Isur Malach. Any Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur, like that of Shabbos, generates an Isur Malach, period. There are other mitzvahs that apply to a day that are perhaps reflections of the Kedusha Sayom, but they're not inherent in the Kedusha Sayom. And then Afkamina would be if we would strip Yom Kippur of the Isur Inui, have we been pogea, have we undermined to some extent the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur? Or do we say no? The Kedusha Sayom remains intact, full force, because of Isur Malacha. And the fact that you have to eat and you don't have the Isur Achila, that not in no way undermines the Kedusha Sayom. So I heard once from Rebbe in the name of Rav Moshe that he brought a raya that the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur generates both Isur Malacha and these are achilu shesi as one entity of kedusha yom. From the sugyan yuma of sukkos, remember the ish iti who was sent to the midbar, and they used to stop it every way, and they would ask him if he needs mazon and mine. So if you take a look there in the Tosfos Shonim, he has two days exactly what was going on. His second day is that they asked him if he's about to collapse, and therefore he's pikuach nefesh. But the first day, according to the Tosfos Shonim, presents a different thesis, that he's too weak to do the avoda, to complete the process of shiluach hasoyer. And if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, which is all here on Yomar Makomos page, he says that Koshal Kocho. He doesn't say that he was a Chol and a Sukkah. He says Koshal Kocho. So the question that Rav Moshe asked was, what's the basis for this Heder? We know Ola Shabbos B'Shabbat, that for the sake of Karbonos Hayom, you can violate the Shabbos, you can violate Yom HaKippurim, but that's only as far as Isur Melacha is concerned. How does the Gemara know, and the Gemara never even raises this question, that for the purpose of this, we'll call it Avodas HaKarmon, that itself is an issue, right? No, I'm sorry, Mishtaleach, you're allowed to violate the Isur Inui, V'Nisam Es Nafshel Seichem, Achil and Shasiyah, to guarantee that the Ish Iti, the Shaliach of the Kohen Gadol, would be able to fulfill his Shlichus and send the Sorrow off Lazazel. So Moshe says, you see from this, that it's one identical Kedush Sayom. The Kedush Sayom of Yom Kippur generates not only Isur Malacha, but also Isur Inui and Isur Achim Shasiyah. So since it's one Kedush Sayom, one package deal, Chatibachat, therefore, if we know that the Torah is Matir Malacha for the sake of the Karban Ayom, then we know ipso facto the Torah is Matir Achilu Shasiyah for the sake of the Karban Ayom. That was Rav Moshe's Shtickle Torah. So the Rav once pointed out that according to Rav Moshe, there would be a Nafkamina Lagabi Mumar, because we know that a Mumar L'Chil Shabbos is a Mumar L'Kala Torah Kula. What's the status of Mumar L'Yom HaKippurim? So he's also a Mumar L'Kala Torah Kula. But B'medvar Mumar, that's only as far as Nisa Malacha is concerned. So if he does Malacha on Yom Kippur, like a person who does Malacha on Shabbos, again with all the dinim, farhes, etc., etc., so he's a Mumar L'Kala Torah Kula. What about someone who is Shomer Yom Kippur? He's careful. He's Nizar Visa Malacha, but he eats and he drinks deliberately on Yom Kippur. Does that itself make him into what? Into a Mumar. So if you hold that the Kedush Sayom Yom Kippur is essentially isolated to the Isur Malacha, he's Me'echetesi, since he observes the Isur Malacha, he's not a Mumar. But if you hold that the Kedush Sayom of Yom Kippur incorporates not just the Isur Malacha, but also the Isur Achil Shasiyah, so the same way that violating Malacha is a Chil Kedush Sayom, so too eating and drinking is a Chil Kedush Sayom, and therefore he would be a Mumar. If we go with that Mahalach, then perhaps we could explain this Ma'ari Katz over here in the Shiboli Alekhet. What he's suggesting is that the Kedush Sayom doesn't generate an Isur Malacha, an Isur Achila, and therefore the Kedush Sayom for him is incomplete. He can't say Kat. He can't say Kiddush. The Beis Yosef, the Machaber, could argue on a number of different possible ways. Either he holds that the Kedush Sayom is limited to Isur Malacha, or he also agrees that the Kedush Sayom generates an Isur Achila, but you still have enough Kedush Sayom for this person, even though he's a Chola and he doesn't have the Isur Inui, in order to generate Kiddush and Yalf Yov and all those Koras. Or alternatively, you might say that according to the Mechaber, he has the Kiddush Sayom of Yisrach, just before he's allowed to eat. Two more points and then we'll finish up. The Taz says the following. He says, and this is in Tafresh Yud Ches of Katan Yud, that Rabbanan Tiknu Azkaras Hayom Dafka Kasher Hayom Gorim Eschiyuv HaChilu Mashenki B'chola Di Eino Ochel Elo Machmas Pikuach Nefesh. So the Taz might be arguing with Beis Yosef on a different point over here, and that is, what's the nature of the Chiyuv Azkara in Birkas HaMazon? Is it generated by Chiyuv Suda of Yontif, or is it generated by any Chiyuv Suda on Yontif? Do you follow what I'm saying? Does Yontif itself require an Azkara with or without a Chiyuv Achila? Or is it Yontif with a Chiyuv Achila? And Afkamin is going to be Yom Kippur for a Chola. He doesn't have a Chiyuv Achila b'tar Yontif, but he does have an Achila on Yontif. So the question is, what do you do with Birchas HaMazon and Yalav Yovo in that case? So that's another dimension of this whole issue, and that takes us into Dini Azkar.
Yalav Yovo, you mentioned as well as in Birchas HaMazon as well as in the Tefillah. So are it two kinds of Yalav Yovo?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, that in Tefillah, it's part of the Yom itself, whereas in Birchas HaMazon, it's part of the Chovasudah of the Yom. And that's why the Taz insists that a Yom Kippur can never have Birkas HaMazon, because the Yom itself can never be Mechayev HaSudah. It might be Chayev because of a Chayev, but not because of the Yom itself. I wanted to share with you in conclusion a Shtikl Torah that I heard from my father, Zichrono Livracha. My father had a very interesting question. We find Gzeirah D'Rabbah as far as Shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, and we find Gzeirah D'Rabbah as far as Lulav is concerned, so again this year, right? And of course, as far as Megillah is concerned, so we don't fulfill these mitzvahs because we're afraid Shemi Avirenu Lebaki, you know, he wants to get an insight how to shake the lulav to know Dini Nanuim. I don't know if you gentlemen have ever gone through the Siman and Nanuim. If you want to get a splitting headache, I advise you to do so. It's one of the most complicated Siman I ever learned. They're like 18 different ways of doing that, doing. Okay, but, and then if you want to know how to blow shofar, that's also a little bit complicated. So, Shemi Yafirenu Talan Abbas Bishu Sarab. So, my father wanted to know, why don't we find a similar gzera with regard to matzah on Leil Pesach if matzah coincides with Rosh Hashanah? So, you'll ask me, who needs a bucky? With Pesach. So, who needs a bucky for matzah, right? I mean, after all, today we have all these achsherim. I mean, you can eat satma matzahs and sansa matzahs and all the matzahs you want. But in the old days, they actually had to run with their matzahs to a baki. And my father quotes two different simanim in Shulchan Aruch about issues that could arise in the case of matzah that you really need an expert to paskin on. So if you get a chance, when we get closer to Pesach, maybe we'll learn those simanim, blineh. In any event, so my father wanted to suggest the following. He wanted to suggest that there are two dimensions to the Kedushas Hayom. And since we're learning Moed, I think it's a very fundamental issue. Kedushas Hayom in general can be separated from another dimension called Mitzvahs Hayom. So you can have a Yom that's Mechayev in certain mitzvahs, but those Chiyuvim are not integrated essentially into the fabric of the Kedushas Hayom. It's a Mitzvahs Hayom, but not Kedushas Hayom. So, for example, he wanted to suggest that Sukkah is essential to the day. That's part of the Kedushas Hayom. That's the name of the day. It's Chag HaSukkos. But Lulav is not essential to the Kedushas Hayom of Sukkos. What would be the raya that you could have Kedushas Hayom of Sukkos without Lulav? Before Gzeirah D'Rabbah, I'm saying. What? 6 out of 7 days, and not only that, the first night of Sukkot, you have Kedusha Hayom, full fledged Kedusha Gemurah without Lulav, right? Lekachlan Bayom Arishon, so it's only Bayom and Apalila. So you can't say that the Kedusha Hayom and the Mitzvah Lulav are inseparable. They are separable. You can split one from the other. You find the same thing in shofar. Shofar at night, right? Night in Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah shofar. Yom Shru Yelcham, Yom V'lo Laila. It's a mitzvah yom. So you can have Kedushas Hayom Rosh Hashanah without Laila. In fact, according to the Shitas HaYerushalmi, when it says Zichron Shrua, it's that pasuk Midrash is referring to is Shabbat, yeah? Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yom P'Shabbat. So you see again, you can have the Kedushas Hayom without shofar. But my father wanted to suggest that matzah is different. Matzah is essential to the very Kedushas Hayom. And the Nafka Mini wanted to say is Gzeirah D'Rabbah. Gzeirah D'Rabbah could only relieve you of the Mitzvahs Hayom, but it cannot undermine the very essential Kedushas Hayom. And I thought of adding to what my father said, the Shitas HaGon, says Shivas Yom and Matzah Tochelus, so the Gon says that the Kiyuma is a Kiyuma Chilus Matzah called Shiva. So although the Chiyuv Matzah, Kezayis Matzah B'Leil Rishon is limited in time, and you can have Kedushas Hayom of Pesach without a Chiyuv Matzah, but you can't have, at least according to the Gaon, and by the way, the Gaon is, there are many Rishonim before the Gaon who say this. One of my favorites for him about Pesach is called Seder Ha'aruch. I don't know if you see. So he has footnotes there where he quotes all these obscure Rishonim and Achronim that you don't always get to, you don't encounter on a daily basis. So there are many Rishonim before before the Gaon who say this Yisod that matzah is a mitzvah called Shiva. The question is why we don't make a bracha on matzah called Shiva. And that gets into the question of birchas mitzvah on a mitzvah kiyumis or whatever you want to discuss. So that's what he wanted to say. Last but not least, I just want to tell you a maisa shahoya. I don't know if you've heard this maisa. This has nothing to do with the Shia, but this is just for sukkahs. You know that one of the Gdolei HaPoskim about 20 years ago, I was very enamored with him in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, was Rav Sholem Eisman. Do you ever hear of him? Rav Sholem was a member of the Badatz of the Eid HaRedis, but he was very well beloved by all parts of the spectrum. And one of the things Rav Sholem was famous for was Lulavim. You know, I saw him Lulavim. People used to come. And he lived in Meir Shalom, which is next door to the Mir. Guys from the Mir Yeshiva used to come and wait online. And they made a deal with the seller that if Rav Sholem didn't like the Esrig, it was money back. You know, that kind of thing. So it was one year when there were a group of yeshivas waiting online. And everybody noticed there was a fellow online that had a gorgeous Esrik. I mean, it was like perfect. And people were sort of wondering why he's bothering asking Rav Sholem it was such a perfect Esrik. Sure enough, he gets to the front of the line. Rav Sholem starts looking, he had an expert eye. And he says, it's a chaser. He noticed that it was a chaser. So the yeshiva bacha leans over and he says, but Rebbe, hi, this year, the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, and a chaser is kosher on Shabbos. So Rav Eisen says to me, I'll say it to him in Yiddish, he says, ich schmeckta sofik avikursus. All of a sudden, everybody comes piling in to hear what Rav Sholem has to say. What's that sofik avikursus? He says, how many days do we have until Yom Tov? We still have 3 more days. You don't believe that the Mashiach is going to come in the next 3 days? And we'll take the loaf on the first day of Yom Tov, even though it's Shabbos? You're willing to spend 1,000 shekel on a lulav, on an esrog, knowing that maybe it'll be possible for Yom Tov Rishon. So the reason I tell you this story is because I think Rav Sholem Eisen and that whole generation of Gedol Yisrael and Yerushalayim, they had such a feeling for Mashiach, you know, that the Mashiach is coming, that if you did anything that indicated that you weren't absolutely sure the Mashiach is coming, it was like Sofakami courses. So Mr. Shem, we should be Zocha to a great Chsima tomorrow for all of Klal Yisrael, and for sure we should be Zocha to see the Mashiach come, and we'll take the Luv first day on Shabbos. Thank you.